Parsha Bamidbar, Tavshin Ayin Vav, and as is usually the case, Parsha Bamidbar is the Shabbos before the Yom Tov of Shavuos. It doesn't happen all of the time. Once in a while, Parshas Nasai will precede Shavuos, but I think it's just about all the time, Parshas Bamidbar. And we're going to take really tonight off of Parshas Bamidbar, and we're going to speak about the Yom Tov of Shavuos, and we're going to say a beautiful, beautiful thought about Shavuos. And you know, we always say that every week, every thought, and every piece of the Nesiv HaShem is actually really, really beautiful. But this, when I saw this one on Shavuos, it was mamish, like sweet like sugar, or for those of us watching our calorie intake, sweet like Splenda, whatever it is, but it's absolutely a beautiful, beautiful thought and a beautiful piece and something to think about for Shavuos. So what's the connection to Parshas Bamidbar? The only connection I can think of really, I mean, there are many, but right now I'm thinking Bamidbar is all about counting. This week's Parsha was speaking about counting Klal Yisrael, and the whole way to Shavuos, all the steps of the way are also about counting. So we're going to discuss tonight an interesting thing that the Nesiv HaShem speaks about, and he brings it from the Sefer Divrei Moshe, which was written by one of the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov. And he says like this, you know, when we discuss Kabbalah Satoira, and everybody knows this from when you're a young child, and we know that what did the Klal Yisrael say when they came to Kabbalah Satoira time? Klal Yisrael said, Naseh Benishma, where they were makdim, the Naseh, they said, we will do before Benishma, before saying, okay, let's hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachu, what do you have to say? And really though, the question is, and if you think about it, this question begs to be asked, how is it possible to do something before you listen and actually know what will be instructed? Okay, it's a wonderful thing that we said, Na'aseh V'Nishma, we're going to do and then we'll listen. But what are you going to do? What are you doing? You weren't told what to do. You didn't get the instruction book. You didn't get any instructions sent over to you. So what is Naseh V'Nishma? We're going to do and then we're going to hear. So the Gemara in the Sefer Kedushin, Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, we just learned it in the Daf Yomi a very short time ago, the Gemara tells us that Avraham Avinu was mekayeh the entire Torah even before the Torah was given. That's what the Gemara says, that Avraham Avinu was mekayeh the entire Torah. So once again, on this Gemara, really, we have the same question. How is it possible that Avraham Avinu was mekayeh the whole Torah, and how is it possible that you can tell me that Avraham Avinu was mekayeh the entire Torah if Avraham Avinu wasn't told what's in the Torah? The Torah wasn't given. So how, we have the same type of question that we have about Na'aseh V'Nishma. How is it possible that Avraham Avinu kept the entire Torah without knowing what is commanded? And the answer, says the Nesiv HaShem, it lies in the thought that is brought down from the Magid, he says, that brought down in the Nesiv HaShem from the Magid of Zlachev, Zechus Yagam Aleinu, says a beautiful, beautiful thought. And it says like this, we know that human beings sustain themselves how? We sustain ourselves physically by eating. That's what we do. For our nutrients, for our energy, we eat. And that is the way a human being sustains himself. And you know what? Really, you do not have to encourage or explain to a person that they need to eat. Right? You know, even a young infant that lacks adult intellect, they also need to eat and they have a desire to eat. It's ingrained in us from the minute that we are born. The nature of human beings is such that we are programmed to survive. And how do you survive? You survive by eating. Eating is the way to survive. So every young child, every human being, every bria on this earth is programmed to eat. And why do you have to eat? To sustain yourself physically. And the same thing, says the Netziv Shalom, actually applies to Ruchnius. To Ruchnius and the Taryag Mitzvot. In other words, the spiritual sustenance of a human being comes from, Aruchnius comes from the Taryag Mitzvot, comes from the Torah. And really, just as we are naturally inclined to eat and to maintain ourselves physically, so too we really should be drawn naturally to the Ratzon Hashem. We are programmed when we're born to do the will and the mitzvahs of Hashem. We're programmed physically to sustain ourselves by eating, and we are programmed spiritually to do the Ratzon Hashem. It is what sustains us. And even before we actually learn what Hashem wants, just like by Gashmias, we're physically, we understand. And you know something? If a person, let's say if a person is physically ill, and we just went through a whole thing, and we explained that a person knows that they need to eat. What happens if a person's not feeling well? And you're physically ill, and you feel like you're nauseous. And so I could tell you 100 times, come on, here's a good plate of potato kegel. Come on, you know you love it. You need food, eat this. Are you going to eat it? No. When you're feeling physically ill, even though you know inside that you have to eat, and you know that only if you eat you're going to be sustained, but still, if you're physically ill, you lose your appetite. You lose your desire to eat, even though you know that you have to eat. And the same thing, says the Netziv Shalom, applies to Luchnius. When we stuff ourselves and train ourselves that we're full of Gashmius, it is as if we're ill. It's as if Luchnius nikwise, we are ill, and we're not being pulled anymore naturally to the spirituality that we really need. So just like when a person is ill physically, that you do not strive and you do not go for the things that you know will sustain you, like food, so too, when a person is off the right track, when you're off, spiritually you're off the way, and you're so in tune to stuffing yourself with Gashmias, so too, you're not doing the Ratzon Hashem. And he says like this, with this thought, we can understand how Avraham Avinu kept the entire Torah before the Torah was given. He says, Avraham Avinu was so kadosh from a young age that Avraham Avinu's limbs were naturally and instinctively drawn to the will of Hashem. We're all born that way. Every one of us is born that way, but we mess it up. We're so busy with Gashmias, we're so busy chasing the things which we think are really going to do something for us in this world. We're so busy chasing the Gashmias that we ruin it. We're ill. We're not striving for Ratzon Hashem anymore. Avraham Avinu was so kadosh and so pure from a young age and was so in tune and so tuned in to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, that Avraham Avinu, without learning what the Torah says, Avraham Avinu just went with what he was naturally programmed to do. So Avraham Avinu was able to keep the entire Torah. It is a drive for what we need. Just like physically we strive for that. Just like we hunger for food, it is a drive for that. And Avraham Avinu did that. And from seeing how and with what Avraham Avinu saw, with what he was being drawn and pulled closer to Hashem, Avraham Avinu knew that that was something that he should be doing. And therefore, he was able to keep the entire Torah. And that is why we say in the Haggadah, Ilu kervonu lifnei har Sinai. This week we discussed Matan Torah, and we know by Matan Torah we came to har Sinai, and we know we said in the Haggadah just about 7 short weeks ago, Ilu kervonu lifnei har Sinai. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us to har Sinai, v'loi nosan lonu es ha-Torah, but Hashem, if you had not given us, Hashem has not given us the Torah, we would have gone to har Sinai, we say, Dayenu. That alone would have been enough. Why? The question is, why would we have gotten to Har Sinai? What would we have gotten at Har Sinai without the Torah? What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you brought us to Har Sinai and not given us the Torah? It's enough. What would we have gotten from Har Sinai? Says the Nesi Rishon, we know that at Har Sinai we finally lost the Tumah of Mitzrayim. We had gone up now all those madrigas, and when we came to Har Sinai, we lost the Zuama. We lost the Tumah completely that we had gotten in Mitzrayim, and you know what happened? We returned to our natural state of Kedusha. When we got to Har Sinai, we finally lost all the Tumah that we had acquired in Mitzrayim, and now we were back to our natural state of birth, our natural state of Kedusha. So now we were again naturally being pulled to the Ratzon Hashem. So Ilu Kervonu Lifnei Har Sinai, had HaKadosh Baruch Hu just brought us to Har Sinai and brought us back to the state where we were born, where we were now in tuned again and so in tuned with what the Ratzon Hashem is, had Hashem brought us to Har Sinai, still Dayenu. You know why? Because we're back in your natural state. The way you're programmed from birth, that you should be striving for the Ratzon Hashem, we would have known what to do without getting the Torah. And that is, Ilu Kervanu, that is coming to Har Sinai, would have gotten us that. And that taka would have been enough. But of course, we're thankful to Hashem that we got the Torah. But we would have known what to do without getting the Torah. It would have pulled us naturally in the way of the Torah. And that is the Naseh before Nishma. We ask the question, how is it possible Naseh v'Nishma, that we're going to do before we know, before we get our instructions? You know what it is? If you're dedicated and you're focused and you're in tune with the Ruchnius, if you're willing to go back to the state and live by the way which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, and the way He created us is that just like we strive for food physically, we strive to do the Ratzon Hashem spiritually. And if you're ready to do that, then yes, Naseh v'Nishma. We're programmed from birth to know what we have to do. It is possible to do before HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have told us at Har Sinai what it is. The Naseh before Nishma is possible. And the Nesi B'Shalom says that it is possible not just then at Har Sinai. The influences and the things that we are able to accomplish in our lives spiritually come around every single year. And just like on Rosh Hashanah, you get a new start. On Rosh Hashanah, you're able to begin again. And we know that and we feel it. So too, when it comes to Shavuos, every single year, all the opportunities of Kabbalah HaTorah that were given to us at Har Sinai are now given to us once again when we come to the Yontif of Shavuos. And we're able to do that Naseh v'Nishma again. We're able to realign ourselves. We're able to bring ourselves back to that state where we're totally connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where naturally we want to do the Ratzon Hashem. It's time to put aside the running after the Gashmias and thinking that the Gashmias is going to get us somewhere even in this world. Forget about the next world. The next world, most people understand that none of the Gashmias and none of the money and none of the things that you have are going with you to the next world. Nothing. The only thing you're going to take is Ruchnias. But also in this world, we have to begin to understand that when we are programmed and we do the Ratzon Hashem, we're better off in this world. And at this time of the year, now for Shavuos, once again, it is time to learn that lesson, to understand that lesson. And we should talk to all be zeiche that this year to have a real and emesa spiritual Kabbalah HaTorah.